Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Invest Tips. I'm your host, Steve Bryce. Today, we're diving into the heart of giving back, philanthropy. Joining me today is Trang Nguyen, a senior portfolio manager from our discretionary portfolio management team. So Trang, let's jump right in. At its core, what is philanthropy?
Thank you, Steve. Now, the word philanthropy essentially means love for humankind. And so in this case, it is expressed through generous donation of money, time, resources to causes that aim to improve the quality of life. So unlike business investment, philanthropy does not seek financial return. It rather focused on societal returns. Think about it this way. Instead of just giving money to any charity, people are picking causes they care about and investing in them. For example, building school in Africa or funding clean water project in Asia. It is giving with a goal.
I love that expression, love for humankind. So when we're talking about philanthropy, what are the key types we're looking at?
There are many types of philanthropy, but mainly the three types. One is individual philanthropy, where personal wealth is donated. One of the biggest philanthropists of our generation would be Warren Buffett. And then we have corporate philanthropy, where businesses give back to society, often through a dedicated foundation. And we also have community philanthropy, which actually pool resources from various members of a community to support local causes.
Okay, and what's the role of ethics as far as this activity is concerned?
Now, ethics in philanthropy ensure that the act of giving is done correctly and effectively. It involves transparency about where the money goes. It ensures that it doesn't perpetuate the inequality or do any harm. And it also should align a donation with genuine needs of beneficiary. So ethical philanthropy respects the dignity of the recipient. It should seek empower them as well, rather than creating any dependency.
Okay, so it's not just about giving, but giving thoughtfully. Now, looking ahead, what influence do you see philanthropy having on the future of wealth?
So philanthropy has become a very important force in shaping the societal norm around wealth. It's encouraged wealth to flow in direction that fosters societal improvement, innovation, and equality. For example, mobile money in Africa. So entrepreneurs and philanthropists saw that many people did not have access to bank. So they actually invested in technology to let people use their phone to save, to send, to receive money. So that wasn't just charity. It was a smart investment that helped millions of people and also helped boost the economy. Now, for the next generation of wealthy individual, especially in emerging market, it's also about shifting the mindset. So it means that, you know, wealth management isn't just about making more money. It's also about creating wealth that benefit everyone. So it actually become a more holistic approach where success is not only measured by dollars, but also by the impact on the world.
Okay, I guess that shift in mindset can be really powerful. So philanthropy clearly has a vital role when it comes to the future of our society, and it isn't just necessarily for the ultra wealthy. It's about the intention and the willingness to make a difference. Start where you are and with what you have. Volunteer, donate, advocate for causes you believe in and are passionate about. Thanks, Trang, for joining me. And that's all we have time for today. If you'd like to follow our market views on an ongoing basis, please listen to our daily Cut to the Chase or weekly Through the Noise podcast series on this channel. Alternatively, you can go to Standard Chartered Wealth Insights on either LinkedIn, Facebook, or YouTube. In the meantime, I wish you a very pleasant day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.